Yes, we are live back on the Be About It show. Happy Wednesday. And I'm here with the Wahine Tour. I've got my Wahine Tour earrings on because when I feel a vibe, I just have to put them on. You know me, I like to wear how I feel. And K-Love, you know, after reading her bio, actually after seeing all the beautiful mahi that she does in the community and also everything that she stands up for, you know, you have to stand up for something that you love. And this particular Wahine Toa, this beautiful queen that is here today, is here to speak more about the mahi that she does in our community here in Aukalani. But not just Auckland. You know, she's empowering beautiful souls all over Aotearoa as well. But she's here to speak more about her beautiful work, being a change champion. Did you hear that? Hashtag change champion. K-Love, Kia ora, welcome to our show, the Be About It show for today. Please speak a little bit about your mahi, the beautiful work that you do in our community, and the you do it all. You do it all. You do it all, Kay, but welcome to the show.
Thank you, thank you. So I have four businesses that I run. I've got a tennis school, I've got a language school. I am a specialised in immigration. I used to represent New Zealand as an immigration fraud representative. So I've been doing that for over 20 years. That is what I do, and also as a property investor. But the thing I love the most in our community is actually being around the children. I also work at Western Heights. I love the work that we do with our neurodiverse children as well. In our tennis space, we go to Te Pai Park Tennis Club and Maroni Bay Tennis Club. They're fantastic clubs, they're great communities, and that what keeps my husband and I, Z, going, because our community is what we speak for. And this is the thing, in Auckland, I would love to see more of our volunteers and our communities represented. And this is a big reason why I've decided to be that social disruptor and be that change champion. We're going to speak up to about the poor, the weak, the vulnerable in Auckland. Anything that's uncomfortable, you're going to get a taste of a get real politician. So uncensored.
love that. You know, Kay, with your incredible bio with the mahi that you've been doing, you know, what inspired you to get into the work that you do? You know, there's always inspiration. Sometimes it's from your mother, your father, your upbringing, your environment, your community, your family. And where does that inspiration and drive come from?
Sure. So I have had quite a traumatic childhood. I won't get into the details. I'll need some lemon and vodka for that. But from that experience, it's built me to become a person who deeply cares for people, and especially saving people that are in hardship. So when I see people unhappy, I can't stop myself. I will get involved. I will make it my business. So that's what happened to me. And that situation has led me to be able to be involved in so many communities, like the Pan African Centre as well, that's out here in West Auckland. And that's the kind of communities that we want to see, is all this connection, especially the business communities.
Right.
Do you know all our business communities? We are a country made up of small businesses, yet we are disconnected. Do you know why we're disconnected? I've gone around when I was campaigning, being able to talk to people, and they don't know that other businesses exist. And this is what we need to change. Do you know why? Because in the 80s, it wasn't like this. In the 80s, we were connected. We're going to bring that back. And it starts from one person. It starts from me, and it starts from Tina.
I've got your back, my sister, and I am right behind you as well. Kay, you know, it's so funny how I met Kay, for those that are tuning in right now on the Beat About Show. She was campaigning on the side. This was going like towards the local board elections. Mm-hmm. And it was the vibe. Like, she was just believing in herself. And for me, I am a firm believer in anyone that is standing up for themselves, putting their front foot in front of themselves and just saying, I'm here, this is my purpose, and I'm going for it. And that's what really inspired me. That's why I was like, wow, you know, you had your whole family there, you know, just going for it. And hey, community, we are here. And I really love that. And I support that mahi, Kay, which brings me to my next question. You know, how was it like working with your mind? Because I know you've been doing a lot with immigration, with speaking for the voiceless, but also the underrepresented. And I was reading through your bio and also a little bit about what you do as well. I'm a huge reader. And I love the fact that you have time, patience, and the importance to just give time to people, you know. In this day and age, with technology and AI coming through and bombarding us with 1 second, you know, your time span is like really short. But we're in a time where, you know, it's okay to like sit, be with someone and speak life to, you know, be there, pretty much just be there. And what is it like working in your mahi and in the way that you do and connect people with purpose?
To me, in the different communities I've had, whether it's my tennis community, whether it's the community that's the ethnic communities that I've had, I've realized that they don't have a voice. And there's no one there either. People don't have the time, or people do, but they're too scared to be confrontational.
Right.
And in my situation, if I see unfairness, because that's what I do for a living, I protect people.
Yes.
I protect people from immigration problems, so my job is to protect people. So when I see someone that needs help, I have an urgency that, look, we've got to do something about it. But not everyone is comfortable, especially in the area of governance.
Right.
Look, how many people are actually a woman of colour on governance, and governance in like big positions?
Yeah.
Not a lot. You're either going to be a token politician or you're not. And that needs to change. Because, look, woman of colour, we got brains.
Woo! She's got the mic and it's fiery today. Yes.
So I would like to see that those different communities that I'm involved in actually are connected together, and they can be able to have a voice. And it starts, as I said, by a small group of people, and then it will expand. But there needs to be that group who have the opportunity to do that. And right now it's not happening because everyone since COVID is financially struggling.
Right.
They're looking after themselves, and that is absolutely fair enough. So that's why we're out here saying, look, you have support. Come and see us. It's like the homeless people.
Yeah.
Every person that we meet has a story. So every time you see someone that may be frustrating to work with,
yes,
frustrating to be around, just think, there's only two types of people. They're either going to have negative energy or positive energy. If they have negative energy, just take a deep breath and think, whoa, what was their story? There's something behind that pain. It's pain. And that's why if there's just kindness in our community, everything will change.
And do you feel like, you know, when we speak of kindness, is it something that we take for granted in the community? Like, it's something so simple, but is it really hard to do in community like today?
Absolutely. Do you know why? Because kindness to me has to be an action. Because right now, people say, look, be kind, but how about if you see someone being assaulted, you see someone being treated unfairly, how many in a crowd will actually stand up and say, look, that's not right, I'm going to get involved? Not many. Do you know why? People are afraid. And that's why we need more change champions in this community to be able to say, look, the culture is not right in this club. The culture is not right in this workplace. The culture is not right on the street. I'm going to step in and I'm going to say something because I want to see change.
And that's what a change champion is. And, you know, speaking about the beautiful mahi that you do as well, Kay, what are some of the things that you do see in our community that you would love to, like, change, have a little bit of an altar, or see more of? Because, you know, when we speak of community, like, I'm from the South Auckland community and you're from the West Auckland community, but you work all over the communities. And what are some of the things that you'd like to see strengthened within our people when it comes to connection?
I'd like to see a lot more advocates that go out to the communities. Like, example, real clear one is the homeless people, being able to see service workers out. There should be, it just blows my mind. Why is there a homeless person on the street?
Yes.
We have so much funding that goes into our services. Why are these people not out on the street? And that's why when I see this, I know that there is a disconnection between our system and a disconnection between our people. And this is the thing that I want to be able to make better, which is social connection on a level not only in the community, but in our governance.
Mm-hmm.
There needs to be some sort of connection, and that connection cannot be done if we are not in touch with the people around the community.
100%, Kay. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, I have my little talanoa about that as well. You know, for me, the way I see it is, if we kind of look back to the way that we're connecting with community, like even if I see you on the road, Kay, or if I see someone else that's on the road, for those listeners that are tuning in right now, if you see someone, I don't like to use the word homeless, but you know, that is the term that we're using for how we see our community that is on, because they are homeless. What is the first thing that you always say? And we had a little bit of a conversation about this before we went on air, and usually for me, I see it's like mentally, they are not 100% with where they are at the moment. But I feel like with community, they look at it as a way of, they are dirt, you know, it's absolutely trash. Like, it is what it is. But, like, where is, like, for me, it's just kind of like we have so many platforms, but it's like, why is that person? Sometimes it's of choice. Of course, they want to be there because it's 100% why they feel valid and feel free to kind of be in their own space. But it's like, where is a way and where is the system with everything that's been set up for our community to kind of find that drive to, yes, we see you on the road, we see you on the street, but like, there has to be a better way of connecting, like you've just mentioned, because we've kind of got all these systems in place to say if you are, for example, drugs, or if you've got mental illnesses, or if you've been through abuse, you go through this sector, you go through that sector, you go through that sector, but I don't know, Kay, I've got like a different mindset on how connection is developed and the way that I hear you, I see you, and I know what story you're trying to tell me. Like, what's your intake on that?
My solution would be, is it can't be one person. It has to be the whole community, our whole country that goes out. If they see a homeless person, they don't just drive past, stop the car, shake their hand, find out what happened to them. What's your story? So every time I see a homeless person, I can't help myself. I will stop. I will stop and talk to them. I will say to them, what's your story? I've had people say, look, I'm homeless because my family had cancer, so I had to take up another mortgage. They had two mortgages, and then the other family member passed away. So then that's how they ended up on the street, or someone that's waiting on the wait list for a house. So why is it taking so long? They've been there out on the street for 1 year or something.
Wow.
So everyone has their own story. And then what's the most saddest to me is the elderly, the vulnerable. Look, we've got a pension system. It just blows my mind. My mind gets blown so much.
Don't get started.
And that's why I said, this is one of the things that I wish we could change. And it won't change if someone doesn't speak up.
Right.
And that's why I said, look, homeless person on the street, first thing, every single New Zealander should know what number to call.
Yes.
So that person who gets paid and allocated to be able to look after these people is contacted.
Yeah.
I bet you I go out on the street right now, ask 10 people, they have no idea who to contact.
Yeah, and they don't have a phone.
No.
Or nor a device, or nor, and that's what I mean about systems, Kay. It's like the system to put in place to make it simpler, easier, but more connected to our people who are. Because, again, we take English and the way that we look at English as like, wow, what's, you know, to some it's a luxury to even understand the connotations of what it means.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, there's so many boundaries to that.
Tell me about it. Do you know what happened? And during the campaign, there were so many people of non-English speaking that they wanted to vote for me, but they can't because the system sets us up to fail. Do you know why? Because they can't vote because they can't be able to speak English. They don't even know how to vote. They don't even can't get out there because there's no person to be able to help with that community. Because remember I said there's not enough advocates to be able to connect all these people around. So there are so many people that want to vote, but they don't know even. Look, I work at Western Heights. Even some people didn't know, and they can speak English, they didn't know how to vote. If our English-speaking people cannot understand, how can our non-English-speaking people who are New Zealanders able to vote? And this is an issue.
And it's the comes back to connection. Mm. And that's something that we honestly need more of in terms of connecting.
Yeah.
But also the way that we're connecting with different ethnicities and different, you know, the diversity that we have in Auckland. Like right now, the mass of our diversity demographic is huge, Kay. And it brings me to my next question of your mahi in immigration and how that's really amplified you to become the woman that you are today. Please speak more about that.
So in my situation, I've done this for over 20 years. I am the only immigration expert that has represented New Zealand as immigration fraud representative. Wow. So I lived in India, I lived in Taiwan, I've lived around New Zealand. My job was to hold large 300 or so seminars to people that actually were government officials. I worked with high level embassies to discuss immigration fraud. This situation led me to meet all sorts of people, you know. I was out at airports thinking, okay, is this person a terrorist or is this person a passport trafficker? So, you know, you had to be highly investigative. And because of that background, that I knew how to interpret policy, how to train, because obviously the immigration officials came to me for that mahi. So that's why I said it was a situation where I could see what happened between the disconnection between governance and what happens in real life.
Right.
And so there you see, every time an immigration policy changes, it's either during election time, or it's a situation where, look, I want to see more happening. Oh, I've made a mistake. And that's why I said that was the frustrating thing when I was working for the ministry, is showing that disconnection.
Yeah.
And that's why I say right now, what I would say, because I'm an immigration advisor, I'm on the other side, helping people with immigration problems, I can see the best of both worlds. And that's what sets me apart from other people. And that's why I say to everyone, you've got to, especially migrants that come here, they have no idea what to do with visas and things like that. They go to an immigration expert, they don't realise, if you go to a lawyer, you've got to understand whether that lawyer is specialised in immigration or not. So, you know,
and that's the thing.
Yes,
yeah.
I get so many immigration experts that have provided immigration advice incorrectly, and then they are worse off. They come to me, I can fix the problem, but at what cost, when they're an overstay already, you know, to have that battle, that stress. And that's why I said there's that disconnection between the governance and the communities as well. So in the immigration space, I can definitely tell what can happen on a much higher level than a lot of immigration experts in that. So I'm going to be doing some mentorships with immigration officials as well, because I think that's a situation where we can really help.
I'm just blown away, Queen, by the amount of mahi that you have. And, you know, you're just, you play no games when it comes to that. And I feel like with immigration, but also being a migrant, you know, being like, it's like second, you're like second when you come into New Zealand as well. Like, you just have so much power, you know, and that knowledge that you have for community. I feel like it's, we take it so lightly, and that's why I'm saying English is like a luxury for so many people. Because sometimes we don't understand the systems, the connotations, the systems of trying to understand what this means. How do you vote? How do you do this? How do you get this person? How do we get in contact with Kay? Because she knows more about it. Like, the connection with people, it's, we kind of see that as a way. This is just what I see and I feel every day. It's kind of like we take it for granted.
Yeah,
and is that some of the stuff that you see as well, Kay? Like,
yes.
You know, you see someone on the road, or you see, like, everything that we've been speaking about, you see this connection with someone, you see, even if it's like a particular lawyer or a leader or someone, it's taken for granted because we kind of be like, okay, that's our prime minister, or that's a leader, or that's someone who knows. But we take for granted what's within our resource
Absolutely.
Hub and looking at what you have in your little circle. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to bring you in, because, yes, it was, I saw you campaigning and stuff, but it's like the way you connected with your family to bring them to that space in front of that big crowd with cars going up and down and stuff. It's like, that's bold. Like, no one does that. Everyone's going to night market and you're just out here like, no, I'm going to do something different. And for me, it was like, you're standing up for something that you believe in, Kay.
And I'll be straight with you. Do you know why? Biggest reason is because I'm around children at Western Heights. I'm around children, and I'm a qualified teacher as well, and I have my language school. To me, it's built on connection. It's language.
Right.
That's why I speak Lao, I speak Thai, I speak Mandarin. And the reason being is because I know language can connect people together.
Yes.
And I wanted 100%. My kids to be able to be out there and be a person that can be able to connect to every person on every social level, every ethnicity. Do you know why?
Yeah.
The world is getting smaller and smaller. Being together as one part, as one, is a lot stronger than being separated
right.
in our different little groups, right? And that's why if you go onto a website, Love Immigration, it's connecting the world together. Because that's what I'm going to do. That's the philosophy. I'm going to travel around the world and connect everyone together.
100%.
And that's tennis.
I'm part of that. I'm coming to tennis because I need to connect. But you know that, again, like, hey, this is no filter for those that are tuning in right now on the Beat About Show. You are connecting with people, and I can see the vessel and the ways that you're doing it through the mahi that you do. And it brings me to my last question as well with tennis, because I know you do so much with tennis as well with the amount of work that you do in your bio.
Yeah.
But tennis, please tell us about that and how our community can come and play, connect, build, and grow.
Yeah. Well, first of all, if you guys ever want to find me, I'm very easy to find. I'm out on the courts, Te Pai Park Tennis Club. We are located around Lincoln Road at Te Pai Park near the Netball Waitakere Centre. You can come and play with us on a Thursday night, 6 to 9. For visitors, it's only $5. You can play on Saturday, Sunday. Come out, because the goal is, hey, you know, I'm straight with you. Tennis is an old money sport, right?
Yes.
I want to make it affordable. I want to make it accessible. And the only way to do it is if you've got individuals and a group of community that will have that opportunity. And that's why I said tennis is a sport that will extend your life for at least 10 years.
Right.
Did you know that? So that is why I do it, is because not only it balances me. You say, hey, look, why do you do so much? Well, it's the tennis that keeps me grounded. Tennis keeps me grounded to be able to meet all the different connections. You meet people from all over the world just with your racket. Take your racket anywhere to any club.
Anyone's.
You can connect with them. Not only play tennis, but socially. It's amazing what people do. And I named my kids Asia and Europe. I don't think they're going to get teased at school, but hello.
But you know what? It comes back to your purpose of what you love and what you do. And, like, there's so much depth to that. And I have so much respect for that, Kay, as well. Because, and also, joining us, we have Z, who's also here as well, showing so much love as well. Shout out to the brother. But with everything that you're doing, Kay, you've got so much aroha, so much love to give and, you know, just to build on as well. Like, we got to stay connected, because if I know what you're doing, now my connection with you is bringing more media connection and marketing to share what you're doing, because that's how we stay connected. It's like, what is everyone doing that does, like you mentioned, everyone's got a racket, but they've also got a purpose behind that racket. So it's like, who you're connecting with, you just never know who you're meeting, you know?
Exactly.
And I'm a big believer in that. And that's one of the reasons why I'm at 6 million things, different things every week, because it's just like, you don't know who you're going to connect with, you don't know who you're going to see on the side of the road, you don't know what purpose or what story that's going to be. And is that something that you kind of come through with your challenges and everything that you do, Kay? Like, what is, how do you be about it? Like, how do you keep your family, your mahi, your work, but also keep Kay being Kay?
I do everything quickly. I talk fast, act fast. Anyone that knows me, they know that, look, I'm up and go all the time. But I have a drive. The drive that I have is to be able to help as many people as I can.
Yes.
And without going into too much detail, as I said, I need some lemon and vodka. But I had a situation where I lost a family member. It was extremely traumatic. And that's driven me to spend the rest of my time not building a career. I have a career with 4 businesses, 2 full-time children, and also a lot of other things. I want to make a difference. I want to spend my retirement just making a difference. The one biggest difference is hope. If you go onto my website, Love Immigration, you will see hope. And I work with I Am Hope as well, and you will see why. And without going into detail about that, that is the reason, the biggest reason of why it's so important to me. Every day I've got to save a life.
I love that. And I also want to give so much love and respect to you both as well for putting up with a lot of our community issues and finding solutions for them as well, because it's quite hard, you know, especially I come back to immigrant and migrant and being, you know, sometimes when you're coming into a different country and you're kind of finding your space and it comes back to your, you know, your love family member, that you're trying to find yourself but also connect yourself to a basis of how am I adapting to this new world of life? And again, we take it for granted, because I see it all the time. If it's not in the Indian community, the Pacific community, the African community, Asian community, the Latin community, you know, there's just a massive big diasporic sponge of people that's, you know, we've got to be working together. And that's why I always say, planet, like this platform is literally a diasporic punch for everyone just to come and connect, because we've got the Indians, we've got the Asians, we've got the Filipinos, we've got the cookies, you know, it's just like how we connecting. And I, one thing that I really love like every week is, what am I learning from the guests and what am I learning from UK? And it's like, how am I connecting with who I'm connecting with, and how am I making an impact, like you mentioned, with who we're connecting with and the purpose? So what I'll take from here and what I'll put in my diary is, who am I connecting with and what type of impact? That's just kind of like the kōrero that I'm hearing from you. And what are some things that you'd like to leave with our community as well, before we wrap up for today, Kay?
I think the biggest message that I would like to say is, look, if someone is bullied, if someone is in pain or someone needs your help, don't be afraid to just step up and say something, you know. It is not normal for us not to do anything. We are human. We were built to care. And that's the thing. And that's the thing we need to take back, because society has made us numb from that. Society has made us numb from our social connection. So, hey, if you see someone bleed, step up and help.
I don't know why that's become the norm, Kay. Like, it's kind of like stranger danger. Like, you know, we put like a system in place to like be more afraid, or the police, you know, they will take care of it. Your neighborhood watch, your, you know, they will take care of it. But what's your intake on that? I wanted to hear as well. And how do you think empowering our communities to kind of like be more leaders, like instead of, oh, they will do it, or I'll just drive past, that person will take care of it. Like, what's your intake on that?
Well, the first thing is being able to see from experience someone out there doing the same thing. You know, I could tell you countless stories of where I have had altercations with people. Look, there's another story. I've been banned from two tennis clubs because I've been outspoken. But guess what? Because of that, I went and joined and became, I'm still am, on separate tennis boards. Do you know why? Because I know change happens from the, you know, from the top.
Stop.
You cannot change the culture if you don't change the top and the culture around that. And so that's the situation that I want to be able to do, is everyone knows that there is someone out there that is doing it.
Yeah.
And but hey, you've got to have thick skin to do something like this. And the one thing I would say is media. Media don't know how much influence they have. Look, I saw a Disney advert, because I live around Parnell. There's a Disney advert, and it's showing get a shot of something, you know, showing about beauty. I'm thinking, just imagine if we lived in a world with no violent movies, no airing of mass shootings, all that. What would our world look like? If we didn't have that, what is the energy? What is the input that we're putting into our brains, and what makes us, our children, generation after generation, become who they are? And that's why I said, look, I'll be straight with you. It's too late to change the older generation.
Yeah.
But we have a chance to change the younger generation. That's why we've got to, it's a generational thing. We've got to start with the young people first, what we're feeding them. And that's why the older generation, we've got to be a bit more smarter what we're putting on our media.
It is. And you know, Kay, thank you so much. Like, much appreciated for the mana that you carry, because it's so, like, you're like this. It's big. And I think, like, we need more women, more, like, you know, teams like this in our community, because that's exactly what we need. You know, that's exactly what we need to see more of. Like, the perception of what you're seeing is literally the perception of your reality. And I keep saying that because, you know, for anyone that's going to be tuning in right now, that has so much love for our community, I've got the link right after this. And also, we are live right now as well, so you can watch, listen, Spotify as well, where you can listen and you can be at the gym, whether you're at home, whether you are at work, you can listen to Kay and the beautiful work that she's doing as well. And we're going to be coming through to her tennis and I'm going to be doing some media as well, so you can see how this connection will carry out. And this is exactly what the Be About Show is about. So thank you